What a day the other day over Broken Bow, long road trip with Bow, but you win the Southwest Conference invite on their home course. Just a couple of strokes. Bow pushed you in that one, didn't they?
Oh, you knew that, Broken Bow being on their home track, they were going to be tough, and they did. And that Southwest Conference, you know, we talked earlier last week, you know, I don't think there was a clear-cut favorite going into that. You know, there was spurts where Minden has played well this year. There were spurts where Cozette has played well, Gothenburg. You know, you could go Ogallala top to bottom. And then Broken Bow is the team that showed up and got runner-up at Southwest Conference. So it was a tight race. It was a fun race. It was a nerve-wracking race as a coach, you know, looking at those first nine scores. We didn't probably play, other than Trent and Riley, probably played our best golf. But, man, to put a cap on the day, you know, is a very gritty effort on that second nine, you know, for Cruz to do what he did, you know, shooting 45 that first nine, but then come back with a 38 and end up being a second team all-conference player. Really proud of his grit, you know, and Trent and Riley did Trent and Riley things that first nine, shooting a 37, was tied for the lead, and just got the ball going a little bit sideways, didn't find as many fairways as he did that first nine, but still ended up being a first-team all-conference player for us. Rich, really proud of his efforts, being fourth-place finisher. And Asher Wilson, that Broken Bow course fits him really well. You know, Asher's a pretty accurate guy off the tee and likes to throw the ball right around the green. And for him to be a second-team all-conference player, shooting an 80, kind of holding that team together, you know, being the five player going into the meet and end up being second-team all-conference was huge for us. And then Brody Anthony coming back with a solid second nine with an 86 and being third-team all-conference. You know, winning conference is definitely something like we said earlier in the week. It's a date that you circle. It's a special day that you want to go perform well and hopefully come out with a victory, which we did.
You knew going in, the Gothenburgs and Bows, they've been playing some decent scores lately.
Yeah, absolutely. And they all, I mean, if you look across the board, you know, like I just mentioned, all those schools, every school in our conference has at least one, if not two players that can play really solid golf. You know, Ethan Atchison, I think, won the conference shooting 77. I think that's his third victory in a row. You know, just he's been on a roll and doing some really good things. Rylan Gilmore has been a four-year starter for Ogallala and was, you know, in that top five finish. And, you know, just going down the list of a lot of players. And Broken Bow had some guys really come up, step up, you know. Unfortunately, their number one, Jack White, probably didn't play what he thought he would, you know, shooting a 45 that first nine, just couldn't buy a putt. And if he would have had a little bit lower score that first nine, we might have been in trouble and not – probably wouldn't have came home with the victory, but you know, really proud of the efforts and probably the thing that we had that probably some other teams didn't have is I feel like our six players, as far as top to bottom, we have six players that are pretty deep and that at the end of the day kind of showed up. You know, when you score your number five and number six as we had it slated going into the tournament, that's pretty impressive, and that's kind of what took us over the top to get that victory.
Now, earlier in the week, Varsity Kids went up to North Platte to kind of kick off the week.
Yeah, and so tough competition in North Platte. You know, we ended up breaking that 320 mark up in North Platte, but still ended up getting fourth out of 12 teams, and it was cool to go up to North Platte and see some teams that we haven't seen, and in specific, you know, Scotts Bluff going out there and shooting a 304. And I felt like North Platte, you know, there was opportunities to score out there, and we had some great opportunities to score. You know, Trent and Riley shot 36 on that front nine, had a triple, but then backed it up with three straight birdies. And so, you know, you eliminate some of those bigger numbers, then we're going to creep up that leaderboard as far as the team race. But, you know, Trenton was able to be in the top five once again and shooting a 76. But then, you know, when your highest score as a team is an 81 with Wyatt Benish, and then you have a couple other 80s with Cruz, McCarty, Tripp, Riley, you're gonna be very competitive, and that's what we were. You know, Cruz was able to be in that top 15. Tripp, Riley had a great day Monday in North Platte, shooting an 80 and hit a lot of fairways, hit a lot of greens, and was able to two-putt and even sneak in a couple birdies in there. You know, that's going to be kind of the recipe that we're going to have come district day a week from Monday, is having, you know, four guys, you know, 80 or less to be competitive in that B1 district. So it was nice to see that on Monday for our guys to go out and compete and break that 320 mark.
I know your JV kids were so hoping to get that Hitchcock County invite at Heritage Hills. It didn't happen. It rained out on Tuesday, but they did get Southern Valley on Thursday.
Yes, and So what we ended up doing, Rich, is we were going to slate our JV guys to play on Tuesday at Hitchcock County, but unfortunately that got canceled, so we pushed those guys to Thursday. And, you know, Walker Coleman is a guy that has really progressed throughout the season and was able to bring home a medal at Southern Valley Invite at Oxford. You know, just unfortunately I wasn't able to be there. Coach Unger was there, you know, just taking the notes from him as the course played a little bit tougher. There were some challenges there, but Walker was able to bring home a medal. Ian Spearman's another guy that has progressed tremendously. You know, Ian has not played competitive golf the last 2 years and came out as a junior, and so it's really cool to see him progress and bring home a medal and be a 14th place finisher. And then we're just kind of bottled up right behind there, you know, as Hudson Workmeister, Lee Davidson shooting 95, James Henning shot 93, Eli Smith 96, and Abel Wilson 99. You know, Eli Smith had a great round going, just unfortunately stubbed his toe as those last couple holes of the day, and he would have broke 90 and would have been in medal contention. So the ability's there. The guys are just getting more experience as we play. And unfortunately, it's their last meet of the year, Rich. It's just crazy to think about how fast the year goes. But those guys are definitely getting some valuable experience and hopefully carry that experience into the summer, playing some competition play so they feel a little bit more comfortable next March when they tee it up again.
You've got one more invite, as we said, next Thursday, this coming Thursday, at Ogallala Crandall Creek for that invite.
Yeah, and there'll be a ton of teams there again, Rich. You know, 14 teams, I think, is what I counted last time, you know, and we'll bring down some Panhandle schools again with Scotts Bluff Gary and Alliance, and there'll be some other teams there like Perkins County, who has some solid kids on their squad as well. So there's going to be a tough competition there at Crandall Creek. Mitchell's coming. We haven't seen Mitchell. Sydney's another team that, you know, going back to Monday, you know, Sydney's number one kid was sick, and you know, Ogallala's number one kid, Rylan Gilmore, on Monday was sick. So it's going to be just kind of nice to see, you know, Sydney come in with their full team and see how they play. But, you know, 14 teams on Thursday with Ogallala, it's just another, you know, I guess preview of, and you know, our biggest thing is work on pre-shot routine, just the final touch-ups before the most important meet come next Monday. But let's not kid ourselves, it's going to be a tough meet again on Thursday as well.
So for the district, then, a week from Monday, does this invite at Ogallala determine who plays on Monday, or has that already been set?
So we still are fighting, you know, Rich. You know, as far as the top five spots, you know, we feel pretty good about three of our guys. And you know, the bottom three guys, I shouldn't say bottom three guys, but the next three guys are still fighting. So we're going to play it out again this next week, and we're not going to – I told the kids yesterday, we're going to look at everything. We're going to look at every single practice round that we've done. We're going to look at every single tournament round that we've done. We're going to look at how we're playing recently. This is probably, as a coach, the most tough decision, I guess you would say, just because we have six guys that are very deep. You saw that in Southwest Conference. We have six guys on our team that can play. And so it's going to be up to myself, Coach Unger, and Coach Brandon Crick to decide, you know, who those five golfers are going to be going into next Monday. But the roster has not been finalized by any means, but we're going to play it out this next week, and we'll see where we're at.
And as you talked to us the other day, it is finalized that it's Bennington will be the site for your district.
Yep. So Bennington, it's confusing. You know, it's in Blair, Nebraska, but Bennington's the host. It's kind of confusing, but we'll be at River Wilds and Blair, Nebraska. You know, looking at it, you know, just the preview, there's five teams in that district competing for that three spots, 12 teams total. But when you look at it, you know, you could throw in Beatrice in there as well, and you know, Seward. You know, there's going to be a lot. I would say, you know, those top six teams have some really solid teams in there. But you know, Bennington is a very, very solid team. They're going to be the host school. They just got done winning the EMC conference. Just to put things in perspective, they're right around a 300 team, you know, and you get them in a nice environment, nice day on their home track, they're going to be 300 or less. You know, Columbus Lakeview has played some solid golf throughout the year. They're, I would say, this time of the year, they're they're a 320 or less team, and that's kind of similar to what we are. Same thing with Scut. You know, Omaha Scut's another team in that district that, you know, looking at their scores, I mean, nothing's hidden now, Rich. You can look at everybody's team scores, everybody's individual scores on the NSA site. You know, Scut started the year in the 330s and broke down in the 320s and broke 320 multiple times. And then you look at Elkhorn, same boat, you know, they're 320, 330 team. And then you look, go down to Beatrice Seward, same thing. They're more of like a 330, 340 team, but you just don't know. That district day is a unique day. You know, you could probably look throughout the years, and there's probably one team that kind of surprised you of, oh, man, they played pretty darn well on district day. And then you can look at the other side of the coin of maybe there's a team that you expected to play well that maybe just didn't have it that day. So, you know, to be competitive in that B1 district, we're going to have to be 315 or less, mm-hmm. which we've shown we can do that, which is exciting as a coach going into that is we're going to have to play good, solid golf, don't get me wrong, to go qualify for state. But we definitely have the guys on the team to get it done.
I was texting the other day with Preston Carbaugh, who is the head coach at Columbus Lakeview.
Yeah,
and he and I were chatting a lot. I forgot about that. He was at Lakeview, but it sounds like he's got a heck of a team.
Yeah, no, this is year two for Preston, you know, at Columbus Lakeview. We actually saw him last year at Jackrabbit and was able to catch up with Preston. Preston was at Cozad mm-hmm. as his first teaching job and decided to go to Columbus Lakeview. But, you know, Preston, as we all know, in Southwest Nebraska was a solid stick for Cambridge, state champion player, went on to play college golf. They're going to be a well-coached team. He's going to have those guys ready to go. And same with all the other teams in the district. But, you know, it's kind of nice to have some Southwest ties or Southwest Nebraska ties with Preston being at Columbus Lakeview. And like I said, they're going to be a well-coached team. Same thing with Scut and Bennington and all those teams down the list, Elkhorn, Beatrice, Seward. We're going to see familiar face in there with Broken Bow. You know, Broken Bow has, you know, coming on as of late, shooting a 330. So, you know, I say there's 5-6 teams, but you look at every team and you could say they've had some moments throughout the year where they've played some solid golf. So it's a tough district, but you look at every district's got some tough teams in it. But I like where we're at, and hopefully we can finish the season strong, play our best golf on the days that matter, which is district, and hopefully give ourselves a chance for the state meet.
Are you going to get a practice round on Sunday?
Yeah, so we'll go down Sunday, and I know there's a couple individuals on our team that are actually going to go the day before, too, and go Saturday, and then they're just going to meet up with us on Sunday. But we're definitely going to get a practice round in on Sunday, see the land of the course, try to get as many holes in and as we can, for sure 18 holes in, and hopefully we'll get a game plan, you know, with technology nowadays, you know, that you have 18 Birdies app and all that stuff where you can get a course preview already. So we've been diving into that, or myself has been diving into that. We're developing a course game plan but you don't know a course till you're on it. And so we're going to have to do the best we can to take some notes on that Sunday, figure out spots where we can miss it, figure out spots where you don't want to miss it, and get the best game plan together so we can go play good disciplined golf. I feel like, you know, Bennington's not a long course by any means, Rich. You know, it's just not that long. So the guys that are disciplined, the guys that can hit a lot of fairways, hit a lot of greens, are going to be the teams that are going to be successful, eliminate the penalty strokes. If we go in and play a clean round, we're definitely going to give ourselves a chance. If we have some penalty strokes on the card, obviously that's not going to fare well for us. But if we can play a clean day at districts, we're definitely going to be right in the hunt, and it's going to be exciting, and hopefully we can give ourselves a berth to the state meet.
Cross fingers that the next two meets, Ogallala, and then next Monday, the Mother Nature can give you some great days.
Yeah, and you know, it is what it is, Nebraska weather, but we hope that we can have some nice days so you can see the best teams, and so we're excited about the opportunity. We kind of felt like going into it, this is where we're going to be, and end up being those teams in there. But just looking across the board, the other districts, you know, I wouldn't really want to see York on their home track, you know, in that B4 district. You know, Scotts Bluff has a huge advantage going to Sydney just because of location, but Pius has been playing well of late. Standing Bear's been playing well of late. You know, Norris, wouldn't really want to see them on their home track with Elkhorn North and Gretna. So I like where we're at. We just got to go play some solid golf and give ourselves a chance. And it's time, this point in the season is where you got to lock in. You know, there's a lot of teams that can win it the last couple weeks because of their work ethic. And there's some teams that relax a little bit the last couple weeks because they played well. I feel like our team has really buckled it up and has continued to work really hard, and hopefully we can give ourselves a chance.